This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Hey, Mark, you're back.
Back after a long hiatus, my winter break.
Want to bring attention to the fact that you now have a speech impediment.
I'm a little lispier. I had some dental work done. I'm sure I'll sort it out over time.
Yeah, just in case people wondered why you sound a little bit different. You are being worked upon in your mouth. Hopefully you'll feel better soon. But it's good to have you here.
It doesn't hurt.
Okay.
At this moment.
Okay, good. Good to have you here. What does hurt is when peaceful people get taken away from their relatively free lives and thrown into internment camps. In this case, the news, surprise, surprise, is that Joe Biden, turns out, he's probably going to be worse than Donald Trump.
Worse.
Maybe as bad as Barack Obama on cracking down on immigration.
Was Barack Obama as, quote-unquote, bad as Trump on this?
He was worse
than Trump. I don't know. They redefined what deportation was under the Obama administration.
Okay.
So Trump wasn't letting people in as opposed to deporting them once they got here and that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know if they redefined it. I mean, that's typical for government to redefine things.
Yeah.
They have their words and they do things with them. But in this case, the reality of it is the ACLU is not happy after Joe Biden apparently issued new ICE guidance, which, according to Colin Kalmbacher on Twitter, wholly abandons his pledge to halt deportations.
Did somebody believe this guy? Oh, my God. A career politician has lied to you?
Yes, he did.
It's almost the definition of the word politician. As a matter of fact, I'd say that if you said that the definition of politician was liar and thief to most Americans, they wouldn't argue with that.
Yep. Well, that's true. And for whatever reason, these politicians managed to fool at least a large number of Americans, maybe not the majority of them, but a large number of Americans into thinking that somehow, some way, this time, this guy will be different
than
the previous ones.
Of course, he's running against the evil orange Hitler.
The ACLU had this to say in a press release. The memo is a disappointing step backward from the Biden administration's earlier commitments to fully break from the harmful deportation policies of the Trump and Obama presidencies. While the Biden administration rightly acknowledges that immigrants are our family members, coworkers, and our neighbors, for now, it has chosen to continue giving ICE officers significant discretion to conduct operations that harm our communities and tear families apart. The interim enforcement priorities detailed today import the injustices of the criminal legal system and will lead to continued disproportionate deportations of black and brown immigrants. The priorities use sweeping and overbroad presumptions of threat and have for decades resulted in biased profiling and harmful immigration consequences for black and brown people, including Muslims. The priorities presume that all recent border crossers are threats in total contravention of President Biden's commitment to ensuring that people seeking asylum are treated with dignity. They say further that we expect better from the Biden administration. Well, get used to it, because this is just the beginning of how bad this guy is likely going to get. He hasn't even had a chance to get into war in any meaningful sense yet.
No, he's going to be more of the same of Democratic politicians. I mean, he is more of the same of Democratic politicians. And, you know, Republican politicians, not much better through my lifetime. This is the same thing over and over again. We had the choice between two crooked, rich, old perverts. And, America decided that this was the one they wanted to believe in. And what a bunch of crap.
According to Fox News, the civil rights group is reacting to the memo issued this week, which tells ICE officers to focus on three categories of immigrants: those who pose a threat to national security, those who have crossed the border since November 1st, and those who committed aggravated felonies. Well, guess what? They think that every immigrant who doesn't ask permission to come here is a threat to national security.
Probably true. Yeah. An aggravated felony is well defined, though.
The directive is temporary.
And it would not, I can't say that it would break my heart if the immigrants that they decided they were going to deport first were the ones who were committing felonies with weapons.
Well, but you have no evidence that that's what they're going to do.
Well, that was number three.
That's just a directive. The reality of it is, Mark, these are cops, and cops are cowards. So if they're going to go after an immigrant, are they more likely to go after the armed-to-the-teeth criminal gang that might have crossed the border, or are they going to go after the people that just want to go and get a job somewhere?
Well, they certainly have raided chicken processing plants in a variety of
things. They sure have, and they're going to keep doing that.
And, I never see news stories where, MS-13 does anything but get free guns from the government.
Right. Yeah, when's the last time the big bad gang members actually had a shootout with federal agents? I don't remember hearing that story. The officials say the guidance doesn't explicitly prevent anyone from being arrested or deported. Instead, it directs resources at certain targets. However, field officers seeking to arrest someone outside of those three categories would need approval from their chain of command. Quote, by focusing our limited resources on cases that present threats to national security, border security, and public safety, that's basically everyone who is crossing the border without permission. Okay. If somebody crosses the border,
they're a threat to border security, right?
They're a threat to border security. And they're going to treat them like that. And they're going to, guess what, start separating children from families and continue separating children from families. In fact, that was the other story that I'd had from, almost 2 weeks ago at Reason.com. Headline, Biden is still separating families at the border. Where's the media outrage?
Right. And, I heard several of my friends say, I get we don't have a big choice here. They're both crappy candidates. But Trump is separating kids from their families at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were going to support Biden for that reason. Well, there you go.
Because they thought Biden would somehow be different than the Biden who was separating kids from their families at the border under the Obama administration.
Yes. I mean, obviously, politics isn't America's solution, you know? at some point or another, we're going to have to figure it out that you can't just go every 4 years shoving the least distasteful of your team down the other team's throat. It's really a crappy way to run a country, and we're getting more divided by the day.
If you want to weigh in here, your thoughts are welcome, 603-283-6160. And then, of course, you had Biden just the other day saying what he said. I don't think we actually did play this on the air. Did you hear the clip of him talking about blacks and Hispanics, Mark?
No. I was I've heard quite a bit of his stuff on China, though, rambling.
Yeah, we did talk about his opinions where he's basically backing the Chinese internment camps where he refuses to criticize the Chinese president.
It's cultural.
That's what he said. He just basically apologized for the Chinese internment camps that you're interning millions of Chinese Uyghur Muslims.
And there's an argument that what he was doing was arguing for the cultural differences in the United States and saying that he had to, as a president, support freedom of people all over the planet and civil rights and that sort of thing. But what I would say is that if you're making that argument in your car right now, realize you voted for an inarticulate, demented man.
Here is the audio.
The other portion is a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
Look, Biden, we all know that you're the one who wouldn't know. If he didn't have his handlers showing him where the stairs were for the stage, this guy wouldn't have any idea how to get from point A to point B. I mean, he is completely out of it. And yeah. There he is saying that basically blacks and Hispanics in the inner cities and the rural areas can't figure out how to get online.
They're online already. I mean,
Trump never said anything racist, and he always got crap for being racist. This guy, he's just straight up racist. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live? Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160 and 603-283-6160. in the studio with you here tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to get into your calls and thoughts. We started out with Joe Biden. Surprise, surprise. He's a lot like the old Joe Biden. You remember the guy that was vice president for 8 years?
It's not like we didn't know what we were. And before that, a senator for a very long time. Yeah. We knew what we were getting from this guy.
Like 50 years or something in D.C. or whatever, in quote-unquote public service or wherever it was, Delaware, et cetera, wherever. Whatever hole this guy crawled out of. He is now, surprise, surprise, going to be cranking up the immigration enforcement. And if you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to. Also, I do want to invite you over to Bitcoin.com because you might have heard Bitcoin is hitting record highs almost daily. Now, today it hit a record high of over $57,000 per Bitcoin. It's now down all the way down to 55.7. At the moment. So,
oh, boy.
If you want to learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. They've got a Get Started section you can click on. And, if you only have 3 minutes, you can just watch the first video. If you got a little bit more time, there might be some other interesting topics there that you want to explore. And, again, learning the basics is what you can do. And it's still early, by the way. You think it's too late?
We've been talking about this for, well, since 2010 here on Free Talk Live. And everybody feels like, hey, I wish I'd listened to those guys. Well, everything
you could still listen.
Yeah, everything I see says that Bitcoin is going to go very high. BTC. Now, don't ask me why. I think it's a compared to the other cryptos out there, I think it's old tech.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody agrees with me, clearly.
Yep.
And the horses that I bet on some time ago, they aren't running the way that I would have liked to have seen them run.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, we don't know what the future holds. The price may go down, but the price so far has continued to go up over time, slowly over time, and now not so slow. It's gone up, in some cases, thousands of dollars a day. So go to Bitcoin.com, learn more about that there. And if you're not new to crypto, you can go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Jerome is on the line in South Carolina. Hello, Jerome.
Trump is not a racist. What is he, then? But he's a good human being who loves everyone.
I didn't say he was a good human being. He's a politician.
Is the arbiter of whether a person is good or not, whether they're racist or not? I mean, is that that sum total? You can not be racist and still be a good person?
No, but it said that if someone reveals to you who they are, believe them. So what do you think he's revealed to people?
What do
that
I think?
He's not a racist?
Biden has revealed to people or Trump? Because Biden just came out and said black people are stupid.
Well, hey, that's his opinion.
Right.
He's pretty stupid, too.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a politician. Yeah.
Trump never came out and said something quite so obviously, breathtakingly boorish.
No. Oh, you mean like what he said, when you're a celebrity, they let you get away with it, grabbing women by their crotch?
He's definitely a bad person. There's no doubt about
it. That's not boorish.
It's as boorish as Biden grabbing that woman that the Senate won't let us have hearings on, or find out the information on.
I know you don't like Biden, so...
I don't like Trump either. Why am I defending him?
So I know you would throw dirt on Biden as soon as you could. I don't believe he said it exactly the way you put it, but since just the way you
didn't
interpret
it. Didn't he just play it?
Do you want us to play the audio for you, Jerome? Because we did just play it.
No, I don't want to play it because I don't vote for him, so hey, we take the good with the bad with him.
Oh, I get
it's
it. Like
you
Jerome,
people
I understand.
For Trump, you took that.
Hold on. Look, I'm not saying that everybody who voted for Biden is a bad person. What I would say, in fact, is that this nation is so divided that we would vote for a crooked old pervert in order to get rid of the other crooked old pervert. Like, that's how messed up this is. That, I'll take this racist because I got to get rid of that racist. Whatever the situation is, I understand why people choose to vote in weird ways when it comes to a presidential election. But, when you take a bunch of animals and do scientific experiments on them, they do weird things. Well, this is a big sociological experiment.
By the way, you didn't talk about how Rush Limbaugh died this week. Huh?
Actually, yes, we did. Yeah, we talked about it this week.
He didn't like Trump until he ran for president. Then all of a sudden he loved. Oh, Rush Limbaugh wasn't a racist either, was he? And him giving him the Medal of Freedom, is there a bigger joke than that? None of the black leaders stood up to honor him when he gave him that. They just sat there. And you know why. You know why.
Why?
Because he's a racist. He's a disgrace. Look, what do you call President Obama? Oh, Rush Limbaugh's not a racist, and that's one of Trump's best buddies.
I think Rush Limbaugh simply, hold on, if my understanding is correct, now Rush Limbaugh is a savvy character. I don't know whether he's a
savvy.
Yeah, he knows
savvy.
What he's,
savvy for what?
He's savvy in broadcasting.
$500 million. He used the color of his skin to make $500 million.
You
and
think
enrich
that,
himself on race?
Well, there's plenty of people who are black that have been on the radio and they've managed to make money.
And made that kind of money off of race.
Look, Rush Limbaugh's sidekick is a black guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So that means
James
he can't
Golden.
Be racist, right?
No. But, I mean, it does mean that he's, you know, clearly willing to hire black people to do his show. But Walter Williams did his show. Didn't Thomas Sowell do his show?
Does the word sellout mean anything to you?
There's a lot of legitimate critiques of Rush Limbaugh. And, maybe he said some things. I don't know. I've never heard about that. There's plenty of critiques of Rush Limbaugh. And I had my critiques of Rush Limbaugh. And I said some of them on the air this week. I'll recap briefly for you since you weren't tuned in. Rush Limbaugh, I definitely appreciate the fact that he, a lot of people believe he saved the entire AM band, and some argue he created talk radio as we know.
And by
it.
The way,
so,
by
know,
the way, I
wait,
can't stand
can I, can
Megan
I give you the opinion?
Either.
Jerome, can I give you the opinion here? Okay,
sure,
so
right.
Okay. So yeah. So he deserves a lot of credit for the business aspect of what he did.
Yeah.
On the other hand, by no means was he a good person towards, let's say, drug so-called criminals.
Minorities.
He was a total hypocrite. He was
minorities.
But what did he do in that area? I'm not familiar with that.
The things he said about minorities, the things he called President Obama.
He called the president's name no matter who they were.
So he played a song, which was Barack the Magic Negro, which was a quote.
Yeah, which is a disgrace.
Yeah, but it was a quote. Wait a second. It was a quote from a Democratic columnist. I mean, and what he was doing is lampooning that the Democrats could be this racist.
And get away with it.
And get away with it. And then everybody calls Limbaugh racist.
Yeah, I mean, look,
That's the way he felt.
Why would he call Brock magic?
Yeah, that's the way he felt. He hated minorities.
If that were true, Jerome, why would James Golden, who is a black man, Rush called him Bo Snerdly on the air. That was his stage name or for whatever reason. Why would James Golden work for Rush Limbaugh for years and years? According to Wikipedia, Golden was even on the production team back when Rush did a TV show. You remember when Rush was fat in the early 1990s?
I think the most racist thing that you can claim Rush Limbaugh did was on Monday Night Football. When he was one of the commentators, he questioned whether, I think it was Warren Moon, was a football great. Now, he's a football guy. He should know whether he's great or not. And I don't know the answer.
Now, Limbaugh was a hypocrite. You know, he took drugs, but also wanted people to go to prison for it. Not him, of course. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden approved a federal disaster declaration for Texas, getting some much-needed help to the state as it recovers from one of the worst winter storms to hit the Lone Star State in years. According to a statement from the White House, the declaration will provide assistance to individuals who sustained losses due to disasters and offer help in repairing public facilities and infrastructure. Texas Governor Greg Abbott thanked the president for the declaration, calling it a first step. In a release, the governor said the president's order only provides assistance for 77 of the state's 254 counties. And an engine failure aboard a 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport Saturday sent large chunks of debris raining down on parts of northwest Denver. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. The plane landed safely, and no injuries have been reported on the ground. This is USA Radio News. As Texas continues to struggle following this week's winter storms, the state's farmers are trying to find ways to deal with the damage that they suffered. Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller tells Fox News that Texas farmers are resilient, but the storm hit them particularly hard.
Our farmers really took it hard, you know, pouring out milk. You don't get a lower price than zero on your milk, except you actually, it's a hazard, so you have to pay somebody to, you know, to get rid of it. But we've lost, the chicken houses went down, the hatcheries, the little chicks froze to death, the incubators, they were cut off heat there, so those eggs won't hatch. And another problem we're still having, since we're not going to have the gas back on until Tuesday, our feed mills can't generate any, make any feed batches. So our dairies are out of feed, right. Chicken houses are running out of feed. Feedlots, you know, equine facilities. I've got my people out. We're working real hard, you know, to find feed and hay.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and our number for you, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be pretty smooth, but some wallets out there, as good as those other wallets are, they just aren't ready for AnyPay 2.0. I mean, a lot of people use Coinomi and Exodus Wallet, RelayX, Bread Wallet. These are popular wallets. Unfortunately, if you're trying to use it with AnyPay, they're not going to work. And that's because AnyPay's come up with some payment technology, or rather adopted some payment technology that's been around for years. It's just that some of these wallet technology, you know, wallet companies, they haven't caught up with the Joneses, and they need to. They're good wallets.
I think it's because a lot of people who store their Bitcoin themselves aren't spending it. You know, they're not going and buying things
in real life.
In real life,
online, because AnyPay is also online.
Because I had to use a Coinomi wallet that I haven't used in some time recently, and it just crapped the bed. I mean, the fee that it put on was not nearly enough. And it got stuck, and it's been stuck for days.
So you can help make these wallets better by just encouraging them to do the right thing and make their wallets better for payments by adopting the AnyPay protocol. So you can go to anypayinc.com/upgrade and learn more about it there. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade.
Can you tell people where to look if they want to move their Bitcoin from one wallet to another but don't want to make a transaction?
Where to look?
Yeah, how would you find those instructions online?
So, I mean, the short version is you'd want to get your backup words from
mnemonics,
whatever wallet it is,
right?
And put those words into
probably
the
worst
wallet.
Word to use on the radio, mnemonics.
Yeah, you'd want to put those words into another wallet, but not every wallet is going to accept the backup words, Mark, so it's not a perfect process. So you'd have to figure out which wallets take the other wallet's backup words, and it gets a little complicated. So just keep that in mind. And
well,
we don't do tech support on the air.
So I know. I was just asking if there was a place people could go to find it.
Mnemonics. The internet, yes. Yeah. You could probably look there.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. So, again, anypayinc.com/upgrade. We've been talking about, I almost called him Barack O'Biden.
All right.
Biden, who is a surprise, just like he was when he was the vice president under Barack Obama. And if you remember, under Barack Obama, there was controversy on the left because, guess what? Barack Obama was an enforcer of the immigration policies. And surprise, surprise, Joe Biden is also enforcing those same immigration policies.
Yeah, he had to look tough on something, so he became the deporter-in-chief.
As according to Reason.com, President Joe Biden took the oath of office on January 20th. The question of what immediate action he would pursue on immigration arguably drew the most bated breath. And as modern presidents tend to do, he settled into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a spate of executive orders, many of which served only to overturn former President Donald Trump's executive orders. One such move, Biden instructed Acting Attorney General Monty Wilkinson to rescind Trump's zero-tolerance policy that saw thousands of migrant parents separated from their children at the U.S.-Mexican border. The new order is symbolic, and that's what a lot of politics is all about. It's about making symbolism for people to think that you've done a thing and that you've done something differently. However, then there's the reality. Following a very public backlash and court injunction in the summer of 2018, Trump reneged on the risible approach, which required that prosecutors charge every single adult immigrant who crossed the border illegally a misdemeanor in federal court. It goes without saying that those indicted on criminal charges cannot take their children with them to jail, thus splintering families for the crime of trying to claim asylum. Hundreds are yet to be reunited, and others, some of them, will likely never be.
I know this is a disaster, but, I mean, if you knew that there was that the policy in America was to separate families and this sort of thing, why would you cross the border with your kids?
You're just that desperate.
Really? I can't imagine being that desperate.
Well, you've had a fortunate life, with the exception of the prison term.
Yeah. Like the lowest socioeconomic class in the country.
Yeah. But you've never been a poor person in Mexico.
It's true.
Okay.
And this was, in all likelihood, a poor non-Mexican in Mexico. They're coming from like Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, places like that. But, you know, I mean,
you've never been a poor Honduran who's traveled across an entire continent.
As a species, our one evolutionary imperative is to protect our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like...
Well, do you think, Mark, that a lot of people in other countries know the intricacies of the federal judicial system and immigration system?
You'd think they'd find it out at the border.
Might be a little harder than you think. I mean, you might find out at the border as they're separating you from your children in that particular case, but it's a little bit too late
at
that point.
So if they, you know, and I asked, don't you think that you would know this? I mean, it seems like, you know, the grapevine, I mean, people have cell phones.
They do. They have the internet. But still, Mark, I can tell you within the last decade, we've had people calling into this show or emailing us from Africa, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and there's still a belief system out there that America is this free beacon, that it's this free place on the hill.
It's still a very wealthy place.
It is. Not as much as it was a year ago, but, you know, it is. And regardless, people know that things are bad where they are, and they hear stories about the United States being better.
Sure.
And it is better in a lot of ways.
I was amusing, when I was in Africa, I was sort of thinking about how
you
the average...
To Ghana?
Yeah, I was in Ghana and another country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's asking for money in a lot of cases. And the funny thing is the average American is in debt up to their eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're in an African country and you have zero, you've got much more than most of the people who are listening to me right now. You know?
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying.
Right, but we have the wealth in so much as you can live in the house and you can do all these things.
Right.
But
Americans are living in their debt. They're driving it around.
Yes.
They have, you know, they can use the debt as a tool.
I was just musing. Yeah, yes. Like, no, I'm not saying.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that Americans can be so in debt and so wealthy all at once.
Yeah. It's crazy what's going on out there. If you want to comment, you can join us 603-283-6160. Buried in the news cycle around Biden's gesture, however, is that the updated guidance that he has issued. Now, this was before the guidance we were talking about earlier. So this was like right as soon as he took office, the guidance they're talking about now. It does not, in fact, stop family separations. It just tells the state to use discretion. Prosecutors should not rule out formally charging misdemeanor border crossers, but instead, quote, take into account other individualized factors, including personal circumstances and criminal history, the seriousness of the offense, and the probable sentence or other consequences that would result from a conviction, unquote. It's certainly an upgrade from a zero-tolerance approach, which, true to name, was without any nuance or mercy, but it still gives the federal government wide latitude in deciding which mothers and fathers get to stay with their children, and expressly does not eliminate the possibility that they could be separated, perhaps forever, simply for crossing a literal line in the sand.
And this is the thing, is when you're talking about, let's say, an infant separated from its mother. Now, the infant can't identify who mom is.
Mm-hmm.
And mom, you know, she's separated for days, weeks, months.
Oh, yeah.
It gets very complicated on how to give that baby back to that woman. You know, look, these people are given fake names at the border. They, you know, pretend not to understand enough English to be able to do this or that. And, right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these kids who are never going to see their parents again.
Which chain does she belong to?
Right.
603-283-6160. It's still difficult to ask for asylum at ports of entry, says the director of immigration studies at Cato's Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity, Alex Norasta. He said further, quote, you have to basically try to sneak into the country illegally and then ask a Border Patrol agent. But by doing that, you commit a federal crime. And remember, this story was written before his most recent guidance, which basically gives, you know, carte blanche to these bureaucrats to continue enforcing as they did during the Barack Obama administration, and some would argue Barack Obama enforced harder than Donald Trump.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday episode here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We will take your calls about anything. It doesn't have to be on Biden's big surprise. He's going to crack down on immigration. Now, of course, the media is going to whitewash this as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, did journalism really just turn under the Trump administration to the point that we just can't report fairly anymore? I mean, like any semblance of fairness? Because basically,
yeah, that seemed to go out the window during Trump.
It was clear that every media, more or less, hated Trump. And now, you know, and like every team player, they got to get on board the Biden train now. You know, I'm ashamed for my field.
Well, I mean, you're a talk show host, Mark. You're not a journalist.
Marginal journalist. I broke a few stories here and there.
Yeah, I mean, journalism, again, traditionally, journalism has been the sort of, at least to give the impression of fairness. As a journalist, you're supposed to cover both sides, right? If there's two sides, you're supposed to cover both sides and give them their say and get that out there in a fair, impartial manner. That's gone, okay? As a talk show host, you're not expected to do those things. So you can't really say you're a journalist.
Well, I'm expected to tell the truth.
Okay. But you can't really say that you're a journalist. Talk show host is an opinion-based career. If you don't have an opinion, you're a terrible talk show host. Whereas if you're a journalist who's inputting their opinion, you're not technically doing journalism. You're doing...
You could do a talk show without having an opinion. I mean, you can just say...
I said you wouldn't be a good talk show host if you didn't have an opinion.
That perhaps is true.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Ed is on the line in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. I live in Chattanooga, but I work in Dalton, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'm a mechanic, and I had it out with one of my coworkers last month, actually, over the senatorial elections in Georgia.
Okay.
And I don't know if the Republicans have reached a new level of stupidity, but I had three guys that I work with boycotted the senatorial elections in Georgia, and then they started complaining that the elections were stolen. They listened to Donald Trump because the president, Donald Trump, said that the elections are rigged. So they boycotted the election, and they came back to work complaining that the elections were stolen. Stop the steal. I mean, have these Republicans reached a new level of stupidity?
I don't know who's doing what as far as boycotting elections, but I've always said that if you're boycotting elections, you're helping the other side.
But it doesn't matter, because whoever wins, we lose. Whether Trump won or Biden won, the government is going to get bigger. The government is going to get more intrusive, more expensive, more outrageous.
In different ways, yeah.
And not really in that different of ways. It's just going to keep getting worse. So I don't mind. You know, it doesn't bother me if somebody says they're boycotting the election, because it doesn't matter one way or another.
I understand. I understand they boycotted the election. But then the next day they come back and they start complaining that Perdue and Loeffler lost because it was rigged, and they're crying out, stop the steal.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's aggravating, you know. Yeah. I mean, this is just stupidity at the highest level. And as far as immigration, you guys were talking about immigration earlier. I am a political refugee that came to this country from Mozambique during a civil war. And you know what? I respected the laws of the United States. I applied to come to this country, and I waited in line, and I think everybody should do the same.
Why?
Every country has their own immigration policy. Every country in the world.
Wasn't America supposed to be the land of the free?
Say that again, sir?
Well, your observation is correct that all of these so-called nation states all around the world have a bunch of bureaucrats telling everybody what to do when it comes to immigration. But wasn't the United States supposed to be different? Wasn't this supposed to be a free country?
Give us your poor, your weak, your whole masses yearning to be free.
That is true, but you have to do it in a controlled manner. You just cannot accept everybody from anywhere around the world.
Why not?
You have to know who's coming in.
Why? Why do you have to be so controlling?
Let me ask you this. So you came here from Mozambique and the unrest. Did you get federal aid from the government?
Not at all.
Right. So you did it all on your own?
Correct.
That's what I'm looking for.
I came here young. My parents, I came here young. I was like, 10, 11 years old?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my parents had a lot to do with that. But we worked hard. We worked our way up, and now we're doing a lot better. We're in the middle class. But all I'm saying is I respected the laws of this country. I came here legally. Okay, even though we were in Malawi, we were in a country in Southeast Africa called Malawi in a refugee camp for 5 years, enduring some of the most horrific situation that you've ever seen in your life, man. No food, everything, you know. So these people that are coming in from Central America, they are not refugees. They're not coming from a war zone like I did.
How do you know
this
that?
This pisses me off.
Well,
it pisses me off because of what I went through to come to the United States, and these people are coming from Central America. They're not at war down there. They need to fix their government.
How do you know what it's like in Honduras? Have you been there?
El Salvador.
How do I know? Are there at war? Are they?
There's an internal conflict going on, and people are dying.
Right. When I was getting out of Mozambique, I witnessed a woman get shot in her breast while she was unloading her kids from a pickup truck, pal. So don't tell me I've never been through a war zone.
I didn't tell you that. I said you don't know what's going on in Honduras, sir.
It's not as worse as what I'm doing.
Okay, well, congratulations. You came from the worst place on the planet. I'm glad you made it out of there, but there are a lot of other people who have bad situations. Maybe they're not at war, but maybe the government in Honduras is looking to kill them. Okay, do you think that's better?
Let's invite, okay, that's like 80% of the world. Why don't we invite everybody?
Yes, I would like to invite everybody. I would like that. Yeah.
You want to invite everybody from all around
absolutely.
The world to come
freedom,
to the
baby.
United States.
Well, that's what it's about.
It's important
to raise your taxes.
No.
You're willing to raise your taxes.
No, sir. Taxes, I don't think people should pay them.
So how are they going to support themselves, sir?
Well, that would be their problem.
If you don't pay taxes, you can support yourself better because you're not paying a criminal enterprise to destroy people's lives with your money. That's what taxes do. They enrich these bums in the federal government.
You don't know who's coming through the border. You got MS-13 and all these gangs down there.
So what?
All right?
We've got guns.
Yeah, well, gangs were empowered by the drug war, which is the United States' law that it that affects many of these other countries. We wouldn't have the you know, the gang trade that's going on if it hadn't been for the U.S.'s war on drugs in the first
place. They wouldn't make any money because they wouldn't be able to sell drugs.
I don't have a problem with immigration, but we have to do it in the right way.
Do you think we are doing it in the right way?
Doing it. We have to have some kind of control over it.
I didn't ask that question. Are we doing it? We, you know, we, this euphemism for the government, because it's not you and it's not me.
No,
are those people over there
is broken.
Who have
the immigration policy
indeed
in this country is broken.
Absolutely it is. And I would like to see some things be repaired about it. First thing I'd like to see is nobody, and I mean nobody, gets one penny of U.S. taxpaying money when they come here. They have to make it like everybody who, you know, all our ancestors who came to this country and made it. You know, there's a system in place. Use it. It rewards hard work. And
yes, indeed.
And that's all. That would be my main criteria. Can you get a job? Excellent. I mean, we're shipping all these jobs over to Bangladesh and China. Why don't we have them here?
I understand. I agree with you 100% on that. And that's the reason I voted for Donald Trump in 2016, thinking that he was not a politician, that he was going to, you know, make things better for this country. But I soon realized that I made a big mistake.
Well, what you need to realize is that it doesn't matter who you vote for. None of these people are going to make anything better for you and I. They don't care about the little people. They're in it for their buddies. They're in it for the cronies. They're in it for their own enrichment and the enrichment of their friends and the punishment of their enemies. That's what it's always been about. That's what the government is about. And until we actually...
What it was about in Mozambique.
Yeah, until we secede from the United States, until Georgia says, see you later, until New Hampshire says, see you later, Texas, California, all the states say goodbye, the madness in D.C. is going to continue, and it doesn't matter who you put in charge.
You know what? I got to give a shout out to AOC. She raised $2 million and gave it to the state of Texas. And I also got to give a shout out to Beto O'Rourke for helping the people of Texas. He
You're confused. If you give something to the state, it doesn't go to the people.
Some of it does.
Thank you for the call, Ed. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight, because what happens is the state is a criminal enterprise, and so they give it to their buddies. They're not going to go out and actually help people. If they wanted to actually help people in a time of crisis, say
the connected contractors,
Hurricane Katrina, or a giant freeze that's affecting the entire state of Texas, they would let individuals come in, companies come in, charities come in, and actually help people rather than shutting down access to, you know, doctors and trucks full of water or whatever it is, right?
Which they do.
These things happen when the government is in charge. They tell people what to do, and people die as a result of that. Hour 2.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542, and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend. Dover.